AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Ousted Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife are due in federal court in New York today. They both face charges of participating in a narco-terrorism conspiracy. U.S. forces extracted the pair from their home on a military base in a middle-of-the-night operation Saturday. This case is set to revive a legal debate over immunity for foreign leaders tested in the trial of Panama's Manuel Noriega. The AP's Julie Walker has more.
When deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro appears in a Manhattan courtroom to face U.S. drug charges, he will follow a path taken by another strongman toppled by American forces, Panama's General Manuel Noriega. Like Noriega, Maduro's lawyers are expected to challenge his arrest by claiming sovereign immunity, a bedrock principle of international and U.S. law. But legal experts say that argument is unlikely to succeed because, as was the case with Noriega, the U.S. does not recognize Maduro as Venezuela's legitimate leader. As a result, courts are likely to allow the prosecution to proceed, despite broader constitutional questions about the U.S. military action that led to his capture. Julie Walker, New York.
Meanwhile, President Trump says the U.S. is going to run everything in Venezuela. The country's high court ordered Vice President Delcy Rodriguez to assume the role of interim president. She said she's seeking respectful relations with the U.S. Police in northern Nigeria say gunmen attacked a village and killed at least 30 people Saturday evening. Rogue gangs often target remote communities in Nigeria. The country's president says he ordered authorities to hunt down the gunmen. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The first criminal trial over the delayed law enforcement response to a deadly shooting in Uvalde, Texas, is scheduled to start today. The AP's Donna Warner has more.
Nearly 4 years after a gunman killed 19 fourth-grade students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, police officer Adrian Gonzalez will go on trial for allegedly failing to take action to protect students. Many families believe that if Gonzalez and the nearly 400 officers who responded had confronted the gunman sooner instead of waiting more than an hour, lives might have been saved. It's a rare case in which a police officer could be convicted for allegedly failing to act to stop a crime and protect lives. Gonzalez is charged with 29 counts of child endangerment. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.